Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. An Emerald City don't play pop music. Indeed, defining what they do play isn't necessarily easy, but Damien Christie and Ben Hurley had a crack anyway.
So I understand that the band, the New Zealand members of the band, have moved to Berlin. You've come back with new members. Is that how it works?
Indeed, we came back with this masterpiece right here. Done.
And you were not originally from Berlin either, though, are you? Israeli? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm from Israel. But that's where I live now.
What a glorious melting pot of a band! What was it that brought on the decision to move to Berlin after doing the first album?
I don't know. It was just like seemed like an adventure. Seemed like a really wonderful place to go and explore. We'd just heard from people and from friends and stuff that it was just, you know, this incredible kind of place of art and music and really interesting people. And obviously we're very attracted to going abroad, and, you know, the idea of Europe and stuff as well. It just seemed like a really exciting prospect. And
making it big?
Well, it's not about kind of making it big. It's just being able to do what you want to do what you love, like create music. And if you can play it to people that are really responsive and stuff, and you can actually, you know, sell a few albums and that. I mean, that's just, I think it's more about the lifestyle than, you know, wanting to try and be famous or anything like that.
And so you went to Berlin sight unseen. You moved there like you had a blind date with the city, essentially.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we originally had a few family members and stuff like on the original kind of excursion, and it was just kind of like a bit of a stab in the dark. But, you know, like what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going on an adventure with a lot of friends.
And now are you back in New Zealand for good, or is Berlin still your home?
Well, Berlin for now seems to be the base for us. It's, you know, it's awesome.
Someone told me, someone in the music industry, I said, oh, everyone's moving to Berlin at the moment. He said, Berlin is so 2 years ago. Do you get that feeling? Is everyone saying to you, you know, that you've turned up after the gold rush?
I would just say give it another couple of years and see what happens, because it seems like people are flocking there.
Yeah, I actually tend to agree with, and I want to address all the people. Don't come to Berlin anymore. You have nothing to do there. Just leave it for us.
How long had you been in Berlin before you met the band?
I think a couple of months. It was my second. That's already when I decided to move there. I only been there once, a few months before I actually moved. So, I was looking for some action and found the guys, and they found me.
I was looking for some action, and then I found some guys.
Yep, that's pretty romantic.
Sounds like Ben's Friday night.
Yeah, it's not always music that people are talking about when they say.
Oh, I wasn't talking about
that. Some pretty serious action.
You recorded this album, I understand, in a former German communist music studio. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's called the Funk House. So it's called Radio House. Translated. So before the wall came down, it was the radio station in East Berlin, and it's rumored that the Stasi police and stuff like that had a little base there. Yeah, there's a couple of really amazing like concert halls and stuff like that as well. Like, it's a really amazing, imposing Soviet structure. It's really quite mind-blowing. It's like something out of a David Lynch film or something.
Because you recorded your first album largely in a cave, is it right? So from cave to Stasi's secret base. How did the vibe change?
Well, it's I wasn't there for the first album, naturally.
But you've been in a cave before, though, right?
Yeah, with the guys as well.
I've seen your tour where you're doing New Zealand. You're pretty much doing some caves here as well.
It's a cave tour, pretty much. Waitomo is going to be the big one.
But how did the vibe change over those two albums in terms of recording?
I think it's just a matter of, you know, making decisions and the point in time that you are embracing. And it just seemed like a really cool idea. It just It came about through a really a good friend of ours called Dino that had been doing some recording with Anton Newcomb from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And so he originally kind of found the place, and he'd filled in with us on the drums a couple of times before we managed to find Dan. And he said, "You guys have to go and record there. It's awesome. The engineer's great. He's worked with some really awesome bands, same kind of vein as us, and just seemed like the right thing to do." So, yeah.
The album's largely, if not exclusively, instrumental. What attracts you to having no voice, specifically?
From my point of view, it's never really been a conscious thing to kind of go, let's make music without vocals or anything. It's just kind of like, I read something by Brian Eno recently, which I think kind of sums it up for me, and it's kind of like, well, it's almost like a, you know, you've got like your maybe 3-minute kind of pop songs with like a message or some kind of like narrative or something like that.
Stop in the Name of Love,
yeah,
for example. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Or Steamy Windows.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of like, for us, I think it's kind of like a painting that may be like in a house or an apartment, and it's kind of like you don't go there and stand in front of it for 3 minutes, but it's kind of always there, and it's kind of fulfills this kind of, you know, this effect. I guess it's more kind of emotive, you know, angle that we're coming from, and it's just, don't know, it just feels right, you know.
Because my friend said that, the one that said Berlin is old news, he said that he went into a music shop in Berlin, and there's an ad of yours looking for a vocalist, and none of the little tags with your phone numbers have been ripped off. Is that, that's not true?
Well, yeah, someone, you know, wearing stilettos and what have you, but yeah, that was...
Would you look at bringing vocal, ever having a vocalist come to the fore, now that you are who you are, you've done 2 albums, that's, you know, that's kind of, that's fixed. I mean, you don't feel like you're missing anything, do you? No.
I mean, I think it just comes down to people's taste, you know? Like, for me, for instance, like Jean-Michel Jarre, like the Oxygen and Equinox album,
no,
I reckon those are some of the most amazing albums I've ever heard in my whole life. There's no vocals or anything in them, and it's just kind of like, you could put that on, go for a drive from here to Taupo, listen to the album, you know, front to back, and just be like, this is incredible.
Do you think it challenges the audience in terms of, I think, like a particularly a live audience a lot of the time, where people need something often to focus on? They, you know, when you're on in a stage act, you've got the front person, the lead singer, people focus on that. It brings through some strong melodies, that sort of stuff. You are setting yourself up for a more difficult time.
It can be really challenging playing in like a more of a kind of pub or bar kind of setting, you know. Originally, we were quite staunch about wanting to play in more kind of, you know, theatres and make it more of a theatrical show, like ideally like seated or kind of more of a, you know, an art kind of musical exhibition as opposed to a pub band. So yeah, in some places it's certainly a challenge.
Well, look, you've got a you've got a lot of dates around the country. A mix of theatres and pubs, is it?
It is. A handful of theatres. Sammy's in Dunedin is an amazing location.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And if people want to check you out, you've got an extensive list of dates around New Zealand over the next month or so. They can go to An Emerald City on Facebook or MySpace, is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Wonderful. We're going to finish up with a song, B31. It's An Emerald City. Their album, The Fourth, is available now. That's all we've got time for on this week's show. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
And I'm Russell Brown. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.